Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the third hour of this, the show we call the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. We're here every Monday through Friday, noon to 3, and I'm always thrilled to have you along with me on the ride. You are listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and continuing a conversation that we kind of started earlier, when a loved one goes missing, until you have answers, you have a hole. It may be a hole in your family. It may be a hole in your heart. It may be a hole at the dinner table. It can be whatever, you know, it's going to be whatever it is to you personally. There's a hole. Sydney Turner knows exactly what I'm talking about, because in December of 2019, her sister Toni went missing, and they still don't know where she is. She joins us now on the Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, Sydney. Welcome back.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on today, because I'm going to guess this is like so many other things that happen to us in life. We move through them, but we don't get over them.
Yeah, exactly. It feels weird that, you know, it's been since December 2019, since Toni's been missing. So in a way, it's become normal to have her not around. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm tired of that feeling. I'm tired of it being normal to have Toni be unaccounted for. And I don't want it to be like that.
Absolutely. So go back. Let's go back just, if you will, to December of 2019. Your sister mm-hmm. was last spotted. She had been in Squirrel Hill, if I remember correctly, was heading toward Homestead, and some of her belongings were found somewhere in between.
Yes. She was coming from Squirrel Hill, going home to where she lives in Hazelwood, but her possessions were found on the Homestead Graves Bridge, and the last person who saw her dropped her off at her house in Hazelwood, and so that was around 6:30. She was last seen by the bus driver, and then around like 8:30 p.m., her possessions were found on the Homestead Graves Bridge, so there's like a 1 hour period where she's just unaccounted for. Yeah.
And then it just goes cold. All the leads and everything after those things were found, if I'm not mistaken, then you heard nothing else.
Nothing. The only other relevant information we got was a week later, her wallet was found also on the Homestead Graves Bridge, directly under a poster of her, which meant to me that someone had her wallet and they put it there for whatever reason. You know, the wallet was fingerprinted, but there was no really prevalent information gathered from fingerprinting her wallet. And it also wasn't wet, because it could be wet because maybe it had like fallen into the river and someone found it, but it was completely dry. And so her missing possessions are the only updates we've had on Toni's absence. Those are the only information.
So what's the hardest part about not knowing? Is it the not knowing?
Definitely. That is the hardest part. Because you don't know how to feel. You don't know how to feel, like, and you just don't know how to feel. So you just go through the entire range of grief, the entire circle of grief, but it can never complete itself because you don't know what has happened to your loved one, in this case, Toni, my sister.
So when the whole national story involving Gabby started, she was originally missing. It became a huge national story. So when you see a story, whether it's national or local, about a person that's missing, what is the emotion that that taps in you?
It makes me feel very sad because it's terrible that there's a community of people who have to just grieve for their missing person, and you just go over the cycle of grief again and again. And I just really want whoever the missing person is to be found as soon as possible, for them to be safe, for them to have dealt no damage, and for it to just be a big misunderstanding. You know, it just makes me so sad. And, you know, I'm really tuned into missing people now. Like, I always keep my eyes open for it because, like, that is like that's a tragedy in the world that I have a personal relationship with, and I just want to erase it from the world to the best of my limited availability.
Ability, exactly. So when we look at a story that gets a lot of publicity, and full fairness, I do feel as if your sister's story got a lot of publicity when it happened. But then I said, you know, the media's kind of fickle. We get tired and we move on. So it's like one day you got her picture out here. Everybody's talking about her. Everybody's looking for her. And then it's almost like the rest of the world moves on, except you can't.
Yeah, I do feel like, and you know, this is like information that I have because I was the one doing all the publicity for Toni, but she got a ton of publicity. You know, she didn't get she didn't get CNN or Fox News, like those big hitters, but she got so much from Black News Network, social media. A lot of people reached out. I would say, so I think we got her like awareness of Toni's story really spread like evenly across the board, and I'm very grateful for that. I feel like if there's any attention that we've been missing, it's been from the police. I just don't really think they went as hard as they could have. The FBI could have been involved, but like for some reason they weren't allowed to get in the case. And the FBI are just like you want everyone. You want all the resources that you can pull to find your missing person. And when you need that, because what I learned, just like I'm just a citizen, I'm just a civilian. So when you're looking for a missing person as a civilian, things very quickly become illegal. You can't go on people's property. You can't go into their houses. You can't really even like question people. So just like these very simple things, you need police. And, you know, the police force, like they're very limited everywhere. So then you just want the FBI to help if you get their attention, if they're able to help you. Because the FBI is a less limited resource than, you know, your local police force.
Right. Absolutely. So you raised a couple things I want to ask you about. Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Awesome. We're talking with Sydney Turner. She's our guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. We're talking about her sister, Toni, who went missing back in December of 2019. And now we're coming up on almost 2 years later and still nothing. We are back on a Thursday afternoon. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. You are listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. And joining me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Sydney Turner, who has been basically looking for her sister, Toni, since she disappeared back in December of 2019. And Sydney, I'm so glad that you're joining us today. And I'm curious, and again, part of what kind of brought your sister's story back around for me was, well, first of all, I saw a lot of people on Facebook saying, you know, hey, it's nice to hear about this national story, but we got some open cases right here in Pittsburgh. And so as Gabby's story first unfolded, and then her fiance wouldn't talk to police and his family wouldn't talk to police, does it frustrate you to know that there probably is someone out here who knows something about your sister, and for whatever reason, they're not telling it? Does that frustrate you?
Yes, it's never-endingly frustrating. And, you know, I think at this point, I mean, no, not at this point, the people who have been withholding information on Toni are the people who are, you know, they're responsible for her absence. So they're criminals, know? So it's just never-endingly frustrating, but, like, I'm sure the people who know are the ones who are responsible for her absence, and they're terrible people.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we're going to put We're going to put a picture of your sister up on our social media outlets as well. Just take a minute for me. Remind me again, your sister was an artist, correct? Tell me about her.
So she was an artist, and she practiced in almost every form of art. She was working at Studebaker's in Braddock, and she was making jewelry for her very lovely former employers. And then she was also working at the Braddock Library, and she was teaching ceramic art or pottery to children and also to adults every once in a while when they would come in. And those are just like the art forms that she got paid to do. She was a humongous painter, pastel user, drawer or illustrator. She also did skateboards, like doodled on them. She was a painter, like she painted her house when she lived with her boyfriend. Just about any art form. She did it all. She even did like stuff with, like she smelted, like she used big tools, big scary tools to make art too. So she's incredible.
So you have some of her artwork now. You have those remembrances of her now.
We do.
And do you, looking at them, does that give you comfort or does that just make you sad all over again?
It gives us comfort. We like to have it as, like physical reminders of Tony. Like in our house, because I live with my mom and my grandma, like we have we just decorate the whole house with Tony's artwork.
Wow.
And we've always appreciated it before, but you know, now it has like a much more symbolic meaning.
Absolutely. Okay, so we don't have much time left. We're talking with Sydney Turner. What would you say? Just assuming that this message is traveling far and wide and somebody's going to hear this and you want to say that one thing that you think might make them come forward with information, what would that be?
Tony is a human being, and she deserves justice, and she deserves the dignity that all human beings deserve as soon as they're born, and no one has any right to take that away from her. So if you have information on my sister, Tony, and you know where she is or anything that could bring her story or her to light, you should stop withholding that. Come forward with that information so you can have a lighter life, less burden on your shoulders, and allow Tony to regain the human dignity that she deserves so she doesn't have to continue to be missing.
And I'm guessing it would also help if we, the media, did more to keep her story alive rather than waiting until December just to bring it up on the second year anniversary.
The media is cyclical. You know, Tony is not, unfortunately, the only missing person, and I'm very grateful because she constantly gets a spotlight, and that is because of the wonderful community she's built here in Pittsburgh. Many wonderful friends and loved ones love Tony.
Well, we appreciate you. We wish you all the best, and we hope that you get to find that peace some kind of way as the hunt continues for your sister, Tony Turner. Thanks so much for joining us, Sydney.
Thank you.
Take good care.
You too.
You think about her and you just think about what this family's been through. And yeah, I would imagine that the most difficult part is the not knowing. Some families get answers. Some families don't. Let's hope that the family of Tony Turner gets answers. I don't think there is such thing as closure. But answers are different than closure. That's what I'll say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.